Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of St. Charles Borromeo. It's really a memorial for him. But he is a man who, my goodness, he did so much for the church. And he's a man who had to, he eventually was appointed to Milan as bishop that had lacked a resident bishop for 80 years. But Charles renewed catechesis and led the mostly lax clergy by his own austere example and his diligent preaching. "We ought to walk in front," he told his priests, "and our spiritual subjects will follow us more easily." So let's take a look today at the first reading from St. Paul to the Philippians. "My beloved, obedient as you have always been, not only when I am present, but all the more now when I am absent, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For God is the one who, for his good purpose, works in you both to desire and to work." He wants to bring us to heaven. He wants us to evangelize others. He wants us to pray constantly as we can, every day at least, a little bit of time for him. "Do everything without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine like lights in the world, as you hold on to the word of life, so that my boast for the day of Christ may be that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. But even if I am poured out as a libation upon the sacrificial service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with all of you. In the same way, you also should rejoice and share your joy with me." Those of you who are faithful to God, let's thank God today for the grace he's given us to be faithful to him. And if we've turned away from the Lord, turned away from the church, may God touch your heart today. I will ask St. Charles Borromeo to pray for you, that you may come back to the fullness of life in Christ. And Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Is he your light? Is he your salvation? Or is he, oh yeah, there's God, yeah. Do you have him in your life? "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid?" You wouldn't be afraid if you're really rooted in Christ. But sometimes we get into that habit of just carrying out the motions, going to Mass on Sunday, going to confession once a year, hopefully going to Mass on holy days. And we get into a habit that if I've done that, I'm a good Catholic. We're talking about your soul. We're not talking about how many good things you pile up. Are you committed to him? Do you want to follow him? The psalm says, "One thing I ask of the Lord, and this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple." My goodness. "I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord." This is only the beginning of life. This is only the beginning of life. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter how well you are or ill you are, this is just the beginning of eternal life. Please choose for him. Please follow him. And then we look at the Gospel of Luke for today, chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. "Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, If anyone comes to me without hating his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean you hate as we might hate somebody for this or that or be very angry. Jesus is trying to tell us that you have to prefer God over everything, even the people you love most in this world. We want to heed the wisdom of God. God loves our families. God loves those we love, but he wants each of us to give ourselves wholeheartedly to him. Then we will learn even more how to love one another and care for one another. I want to encourage you to think about that. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself able to finish the work, the onlooker should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but he didn't have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Now that's a hard one, because especially as Americans, I think, although there are many other people listening to this who are not from here, but I think sometimes we become very self-satisfied in a certain way. And then the saying really comes into play, much wants more. So we've got everything we need, but there's something in us that, oh, I want that, or I want this, or I want that. I'm going to recommend something to you if you're in a position to do that and to think that way. I'm going to pursue this idea with you. If you say, oh, I would like to have that or I want that, before you go and buy that or do that, whatever it may be, take some time and look around your neighborhood. Look in your little town if you're in a small town, a village, or if you're in a major city. Look around to those who are close to you. Is there anyone in need? Take care of their need first before you add to the supply of good things that you already have. I'm not saying don't buy things, but put the poor, put the weak, put the infirm. I remember when my dad was dying that my mother certainly couldn't be there 24 hours a day, though she certainly tried to be. But oftentimes I would just go up and just sit in the room. My dad was not conscious. He didn't know who was there, but I knew. I loved him as well as my mother, and I was there. I never expected to be there when my father died. Brothers and sisters, look around you, not just to family members, but other people who perhaps, because of all that's happened in this country in the last number of months, perhaps there are more poor around you than you can possibly imagine. Take a look. Pay attention to others for a while. Give them something that they need, and God will bless you for that. Don't hoard it. Serve it to those who have very little. God loves you, and God wants us to be his disciples on earth. He wants us to do what he did and what his disciples did for so many while they were here on earth. God wants you to do that. St. Charles Borromeo wrote this that I think is very important for you. He was talking about Christian discipleship. He says this. It's a longer statement, but I'll give you this one part. Have your eye continually on the providence of God, thinking that nothing comes about without His will, and that good is drawn out of everything. Take care to be grateful to God for His many benefits, recognizing them, thanking them, and living well in order to show your gratitude. Do not be concerned about pleasing men, provided you are pleasing to God. Always be looking out for what will be to His greater glory and service. Await the reward for your every effort from Christ and not from the world. In your affairs and works, have the intention never to will anything illicit and to perform them all for the love of the Lord, so that all of them may be meritorious. Know and recall that there is no greater wealth and treasure, nothing more excellent and fruitful than to love God and serve Him, and that everything else passes like smoke and shadow. Brothers and sisters, let's pay more attention to the people around us than we do to ourselves. Doesn't mean that you have to engage them in conversation every time, but get your eyes more focused beyond your own fingertips. Look at the lives of others. Look at the needs that they have. Are you in a position to be able to serve? Even if it is to make a meal. Even if it is to get them drinking water. Even if it is to give them a little surprise. There are many, many, many people, even in our country this day, who are lacking much of the essential things. And I think God wants to make of us good ambassadors to those who are in need. I know that as a child, I would watch my father and my mother, and we didn't have much. We didn't have a lot. But there are times when Dad would say to a customer, after he filled his tank, he'd say, "That's on me. Take it." And my dad was very, very good that way. He would give. My mother was always cautioning him not to be too good. But he was so good. And he gave away so much. Maybe I've said this to you before, but at his funeral, there were all these people. And there were poor, there were all kinds of people there because he had helped them and cared for them. And I know that my mother, in many, many ways, did the very same thing. I just want to encourage you all, look around. Let's not, as they say these days, let's not navel gaze. Let's look out and look up, because many people need our help. And God wants to use us. This is what it means to be truly Christian. Whatever age you are, whatever background you are, take a look, your co-workers. Take a look at people on the street. Just look for a way to meet their needs. Maybe it's just an immediate need, but look beyond yourself. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.